What have you observed in your own clinical practice in terms of autoimmune problems with checkpoint inhibitors? And, you know, there was some speculation when the anti-PD-L1 agents came out, like atezolizumab, that maybe it might have a different or more favorable toxicity ratio. How did that play out?
I think that it's a little hard to tell in GI cancers because we haven't used it that much. We don't have that many patients where it's approved. I mean, what we've seen, and I usually see this whenever I'm ward attending from my colleagues who treat lung cancer and melanoma, but clearly the patients who have combined immunotherapy with an anti-PD-1 or an anti-PD-L1 with an anti-CTLA-4, those patients tend to be at higher risk. But I must say that we've had some even single agent toxicity. We've seen some cardiomyopathy. We've seen interstitial lung disease occasionally. So, you know, all these things can happen once you set the immune system free. Sometimes it gets a little bit exuberant and begins to attack the normal tissue too.
It's interesting you mentioned cardiomyopathy because somebody just presented a case to me. I don't think it was colon cancer. I can't remember. You know, as you stated, everybody's trying these things of what I guess sounded like an autoimmune myocarditis. Is that what you had a patient with that or patients?
We had one who had colon cancer, and then there have been a few more around our institution with lung cancer, melanoma, other diseases. But yeah, you can, I mean, what we've seen is they tend to get admitted with respiratory difficulty, and then the differential is it interstitial lung disease or cardiomyopathy, and then we'll end up seeing that their ejection fraction is kind of low, usually less than 30. With steroids, they usually recover.
Interesting.
So, but it can definitely cause some kind of autoimmune myocarditis as well.
Hmm.